Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, March 11th. It's time for our special guest. And joining me in studio this morning is Rich Robertson, president of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Good morning, Rich.
Andy, good morning. Great to be here.
Good to have you back in studio. It's been a little while since we've had our little chat here. I think it's been several months, actually. Probably November, I think, was the last time we talked.
A lot has happened between now and then.
Absolutely. Well, for those who aren't familiar, I'm sure many of our listeners are familiar with Lutheran Church Extension Fund, but for those who don't know much about LCEF, can you give us a little bit about the work and ministry of LCEF?
You bet, Andy. And Andy, this LCEF, or Church Extension, really dates back to 1902. There's a real rich history, if you would, as mm-hmm. it relates to Church Extension. Now, how did it all start? It really started very simply because there was a bunch of Lutheran members of a congregation that wanted to assist another congregation. So what they did is they created an opportunity for the group to band together and to invest together in supporting this congregation. So they pooled their funds, and ultimately they were able to help create the resources for the extension of their ministry. And lo and behold, the word extension. Extension is all about how we can extend the reach of the LCMS so that many more people can hear and share the gospel. So it started in 1902. Today we've got 28 member districts. We've got total assets of almost $1.8 billion. That's with a B. Certainly a far cry from what it was back in 1902, with a lot more regulatory things as well, might I add. But the fact of the matter is that we've been able to extend the reach of our church through the LCEF over the many years that we've been able to do this.
Our family is very much so a part of LCEF and very much so investors. It started with one of the church worker loans back a while ago, but now the whole family invests, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. I had to show you that exciting picture this morning. We'll talk about it a little bit.
You bet.
I've heard some exciting news and seen some information on the website and other places about the upcoming National Student Marketing Competition. Can you tell me more about that?
You bet. As we kind of have looked at ourselves over the last several years, we've been trying to find ways in which we could leverage some of the LCMS affiliated agencies to help us as we try to seek new opportunities for the LCEF. And one of the things that we discovered about 3 years ago, we actually implemented, was a national student marketing competition for the Concordia University system. And it started, like I said, 3 years ago, and we invited all of them to be a participant, and we gave them a case study so that we could try to glean from them how we can improve our operations. Well, back then, 3 years ago, we had four participating schools, and it was an outstanding start for this national competition. Subsequently, last year, we had six of the Concordias now competing. And this year, on April the 4th, we have eight Concordia universities competing. We gave them a case study. The mm-hmm. case study basically is to develop a cooperative marketing plan for a partnership between LCEF and the LCMS elementary and secondary schools, both individually and collectively. And we're wanting to hear from the younger generations about the way that they see that opportunity, as opposed to some of us that are a bit more aged, if you would, that perhaps have a certain view of things. So we are excited. We're bringing them all into St. Louis. We've already had several conference calls with all of the teams. This is really an assignment for the marketing / business schools of these universities. And these guys and gals are working feverishly to come up with different solutions, and to have them all here on April the 4th and share with us their wisdom is just going to be outstanding. It's one of the highlights of my year, I want you to know, after I've kind of seen how the first 2 years have gone.
I'm sure that is exciting and engaging in those conversations with fresh young minds who are in tune with their generation. Well, speaking of young minds and young people, I understand that you're looking for college-aged summer interns. Tell us a little bit about that. Why is it important for LCEF to be involved and engage summer interns?
Well, first of all, we feel that students are looking for careers with organizations that share their values. Mm-hmm. So we want to give these interns that come to LCEF that opportunity. And for us, it's really a two-prone opportunity for us. One is to glean from them, just like I shared about the National Student Marketing Program, glean from them their ideas and kind of learn other approaches that perhaps can enhance LCEF in terms of what we do. The other is also just to be there and to mentor them. We've started this program last year. We had three wonderful interns. They're from, yes, the Concordias, and also from beyond the Concordias. We don't just focus in on the Concordias for this internship program. And we had them last year in our IT department, we had it in our marketing department, and we had in our loans department. And when I read the reports on an ongoing basis, you could just see that these folks were truly enjoying their opportunity with us, as well as making a difference in terms of some of the decisions they were about to make in their careers that they were seeking. So we're delighted to be able to offer this. This year, again, I believe there's going to be about three or four opportunities that they can look at LCEF for. I think ministry support is one of them. Information technology is another. Marketing is the other. And lending and real estate management is the fourth. So certainly if there's anyone out there that knows of interns, we're starting the interviewing process. We have a good group to work with as we stand, but we'd love to have more in that pool. So please make sure that you go to our website, www.lcef.org. A lot of information there as it relates to a lot of things about LCEF, but specifically as it relates to this program, that's where you can get a lot of the information.
Now, you mentioned several areas that those internships are involved with, ministry support and a few others. What do those entail? I had the privilege of talking with some folks from ministry support recently on faith and family, but what do those different areas entail? Because when thinking of an internship, some people might think of an internship as, oh, that's the person that goes to get coffee for the staff. But that's not what an internship at LCEF is all about.
You are absolutely right about that. We're very capable of getting our own coffee, I want you to know. what we really seek to do is to try to have it so that they're kind of mirroring or following, if you would, some of the leaders within this group. What we try to do is have them share time, not just with one person, but rather with a series of different people. So we have them kind of being that mirror with some of our leaders, and they're able to ask questions. In some instances, there's also been some travel involved too, might I add, because it gives them an opportunity to see on site the kind of things that ministry support is doing. So I would definitely make sure that we cleared the idea that these are just kind of gophers for LCEF, but rather these are people that I think it'll make a difference in their lives after they spend those several months with us this summer, because everyone in the organization gets involved with them, including myself, might I add.
Very good. Well, glad to hear about this opportunity for our college-age students or college-age interns for this summer. We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, I want to hear about something that you mentioned just briefly back in November, an exciting opportunity that has now unfolded, and looking forward to talking about that. So listeners, stick around for more as we're talking with Rich Robertson, president of Lutheran Church Extension Fund, right here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO.
Has the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints changed its teaching on Mormons getting their own planets? We'll find out Monday on Issues Etc. from Bill McKeever. Also on Monday, we'll have Pastor Paul McCain respond to your questions or comments on the Lutheran Confessions, the Formula of Concord.
Issues Etc. live weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on KFUO.
Let Worldwide KFUO help you get the word out about your next church, school, or organization event. By including your event in the KFUO datebook, it will be announced on the air throughout the day. Send your event information via email to jennyw@kfuo.org. That's jennyw@kfuo.org. Or call 314-996-1515. Be sure to include date, time, location, and contact information. The KFUO datebook is a public service of listener-supported Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
A boy born in Joplin, Missouri was fascinated by anything with wheels and a motor. The odds of him going on to fascinate millions with his talent? 1 in 260,000. The odds of this born racer having 157 career top 10 finishes in NASCAR? 1 in 125 billion. But every driver seeks the pinnacle of their achievements. The odds of him winning both the Daytona 500 and the Brickyard 400 in the same year? 1 in 195 million. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism?
1 in 88.
I'm NASCAR driver Jamie McMurray, and my niece has autism.
Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs.
Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference.
Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to His Time. Today we're talking with Rich Robertson, president of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund, and some exciting stuff has been unfolding, and I'm personally excited in this because our household is part of this. But last time we talked back in, I believe it was earlier this year, talked about the Young Investors Club. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Andy, back last year, actually for some time, we've been looking at how do we ensure the relevancy of LCEF for the years to come. And, you know, we've got 70,000 plus investors today that allow us to do what we do throughout the world. And we want to make sure that we perpetuate that for a long, long time. So making sure we always have that crop of new investors is very important to us. And one of the areas that we kind of focused in on is what was the youngest of all, the younger investors, so that we can teach them more about stewardship, that we can kind of share with them the experience with LCEF and have them grow with LCEF as they grow. Mm-hmm. So the idea of our marketing group was to was this concept of creating a YI club or a young investor club. So we started putting it all together and we launched it at the end of last year. And wow, has it taken off. It's taken off in a number of ways. Certainly there's some wonderful features to it in terms of education of the youth that joined this program. But at the same time, we also thought we would enhance it by giving an interest rate on the first $1,000 that would be invested by a parent or a grandparent for that young young investor to the tune of 3.5%, which is unheard of, quite candidly, in the commercial environment today. So so we've been able to have a real total program here for our young investors. The key behind it, though, is education. It's all about teaching. It's all about sharing the concepts of stewardship in a way that is friendly, depending on the age of the child. So what we've done is we've classified the children into three different segments. So the youngest of all, if you would, is the one in which, let's just say, a grandparent chooses to invest some funds for them. You know, we introduce ourselves to the youngest. We've got a gift for them in terms of a small stuffed animal. It's a small baby lamb that we have. And in fact, as I'm sitting here, which I wish this was a television studio as opposed to a radio, I have Andy's child in front of me in a picture that's holding this little lamb. So you want to tell us a little bit about that?
That'd be great. We were so excited. Right after Oscar was born was about the time that the Young Investor Club came about, and we were just ecstatic about the opportunity because family and friends were very generous in celebrating his birth with us and his baptism, and so he had received some gifts, you know, a few checks from family and friends, and we wanted to do something wise with it and something that would, as you said, be an educational opportunity for him, but also an opportunity for him to invest in ministry, to support our brothers and sisters in Christ. And so the money that he received went right into this YI account, and it has just been a blessing. And shortly after we opened the account, he got a little package in the mail. It was so fun to receive mail with his name on it. You know, Oscar gets his little package in the mail and open it up, and there's this cute little lamb, this little plush lamb. And I wish we had some video. I'll post it later on. I'll share the picture with our listeners of Oscar holding his little LCEF lamb. It's just, it's adorable. And it's right by his his changing table, so he always grabs it off the shelf when we're in his room.
I want you to know I don't even have one of those lamps, so Oscar is quite fortunate, I want you to know. And actually, we will post it on the LCEF website as well, so once we get that, we'll make sure that we do that. Let me just give you a few statistics about it. In the short amount of time, we've already have over 2,500 young investors that have joined. And to kind of understand how the breakout is, the Little Lambs, which is what Oscar is kind of falling within, is for those ages through 6 years of age. And that represents 39% of that total of new investors. Mission Builders are between 7 and 13. And again, a whole different gift. You'll see kind of a Lego gift kind of thing, Mission Builders kind of thing that kind of goes along with that. And 38% of that total is Mission Builders. And then World Changers are the more advanced, the 14 to the 18-year-olds, and we already have roughly 23% of that total in the it's obvious that we've actually covered all of the different segments, and we're seeing an interest in all three, not just the youngest, but rather throughout all through the age of 18. So we're delighted that this program is taking on some great legs. It's going to be around for a long time with LCEF, but certainly take advantage of those that are interested right now of that interest rate of 3.5%. Not sure that that's always going to be there. So we certainly encourage, if you have an interest in wanting to have either a grandchild or a child, learn more about mission opportunities through LCEF, and we'll take them through the different stages. Please look at our website at www.lcef.org, and I think you'll find a great deal of information about that and other great things that are being done by LCEF.
And it's an encouragement when we get that statement every month to see how his account is doing. But also I believe it's a newsletter that we've received as well that has, as you pointed out, some education on how his investment is helping others and serving others, and how to use his investment wisely.
And let me share with you a couple other features too that I think are important for the listeners to know. You know, they can earn a dollar for each A that they receive on their report cards, and up to $25 in a calendar year. And for older students, they can also earn $25 for community service. So we're trying to encourage, if you would, their involvement in their community, making sure that they take seriously their education. So it's kind of a total package, and it's also fun. It's got a lot of balloons to it. It's a really terrific program that I give all the credit to our marketing group that created this, and is really, they're actually at a meeting today in Orlando with a team of people looking at the next generation of things that we're going to do for this club, I want you to know. So it's not something we're just sitting on. It's something that we really want to continue to enhance.
It is. It's an encouragement to us. Now, he's working on the report cards. So far, I think we're at about a B on rolling over. That's where we are. He's learned to roll over recently.
It has to be done by a certified educator, by the way. We have to see that in terms of the grades. So,
I'm just kidding. Well, like I said, we're very grateful for that and very excited about it. We also personally are invested in a number of other ways too. We have the family emergency account there, and steward accounts as well. And so, for us, being a part of LCEF is very much so an important part of our family.
Well, we thank you for that, Andy, and we thank all those that are listening that are also part of this family. And if you're not, we'd encourage you to kind of just look at what we do. And I think you'll find that there's a good reason why maybe you might want to view us as part of your investment strategy.
It's more than just I like that you say investment strategy. It's more than that, though. It's not just, what I'm doing with my money.
Correct.
It's more than that. It's an understanding that the money that has been given to you is just that. It's been given to you. It's been entrusted to you. And so what do you do with that, and how does it serve others? And that's what LCEF is all about. It's not just an investment that I'm, saving for down the road so that I can use it, but it's benefiting others as well.
Andy, for me, I've been now the president and CEO of LCEF for the last 4 years, and it is truly a privilege to be in this position. I get to see so many things that you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. Just next week, I'll be traveling to Hanoi, where we are the ones that are providing resources for the international school that is being built in Hanoi. I've visited in Shanghai the school that was created, and LCEF was the founding partner financially with resources to create that opportunity. So I've seen where it what it's created and what it does on a daily basis, and it is amazing. And that's why I'm excited about what I do, and I'm excited about the future of LCEF and what everyone listening can do with me, I want you to know. So I appreciate you bringing all that up, because it's something that's dear to us, and that is to make sure that resources are there so that ministry will continue and the perpetuation of the sharing of the gospel will happen every single day.
Amen to that.
You bet.
Well, last time we talked, there was, back in November, you were getting ready for the Fall Leadership Conference. Anything from that that you'd like to share with us today?
Well, the Fall Leadership Conference is really our business meeting. We have to have an annual meeting of our members once a year, so mm-hmm. it's an opportunity to bring together a lot of people that are dedicated to LCEF. And we take advantage of that opportunity also to have a conference in sharing ideas. It's a place where over 650 people come to share with us ideas about the future of LCEF and also of our church, might I add. This year's conference was actually held in San Antonio, and we were blessed to have just an absolutely outstanding conference. It was we based all of our presentations on our theme, which was Receive His Gifts, which was based on John 1:16, and every person that participated just brought that to life. So we're really excited about the awards that we share at these at this particular conference as well, in which we recognize a host of ministries throughout the world that are truly making a difference. And to have them together with us, to have them share in person what they have been doing is just a phenomenal opportunity. The speakers were terrific this year, and they really are almost every year. So we're very appreciative of that. But know that one of the key discussions that we had at our annual meeting portion was the fact that we announced that we are sponsoring the introduction of a credit union for the LCMS. And this credit union is something that we've been working on for the last 2.5 years. And this is a credit union that will be open to all members, all 2+ million members of the LCMS, as opposed to LCEF that is focused on congregations and rostered church workers. So there's a lot to talk about that. I'll tell you what, Andy, if you'd like sometime, I'd like to come back with another gentleman, Tom Book, who's kind of been spearheading that initiative, and we'd love to share with you and the listeners all that's going on as it relates to that credit union.
That would be great. I would love to hear about that. Again, that's another thing that I think would be helpful to our family as well. When we first heard about this as a possibility, my wife and I both were excited about, wow, that would be really helpful for our family. So
great. And it really, it'll touch many more LCMS members as a result of what the extent of things that we can do with this credit union. But again, mm-hmm. it could take me hours to share all this with you, and I'm sure that you need to move on as I do as well, I suspect.
Well, all the things that you've shared this morning really point to all the work that LCEF is doing. It shows that you've assembled not just your average staff. You have exceptional staff that works together to do all these things. I had a conversation just last week with President Harrison and Pastor Michael Kumm, who are involved with the International Lutheran Society of Wittenberg and working on the project there, the Wittenberg Project, and restoring the old Latin school there. And, you know, President Harrison shared that LCEF was very much so a part of developing a solid business plan. So you've got experts in all kinds of areas, you know, all those areas that you were talking about earlier where the internships are available. You have experts in all these areas. So it's not just some small operation that the church has running in the background, but this is LCEF is it's kind of a big deal. You've assembled some very talented people to use the resources that God has given us to the fullest, to the best that we can.
And you're very kind in sharing those thoughts, and you are so right. The folks at LCF, we have approximately 200 or so employees, 100 of which are located here in St. Louis, and the balance located throughout the United States in district offices and beyond. These individuals are committed and passionate to the ministry of the LCMS. And what it is they, over the years, we've got some that have certainly have a significant amount of tenure that offer us brilliance, if you would, of history and approaches. And then we have also folks that have just joined us for the last couple years or so. And the blend, if you would, of the organization is really phenomenal. And I am so proud as president and CEO of those that work for LCEF, because it's not a job. It is truly a passion for each and every one of those individuals that are part of LCEF. And there's a lot more for us to do. Mm-hmm. You know, you're hearing about some of the things that we've been working on for the last several years, but there's much more for us to do. So we don't have an end point. We know that what's most important is to make sure that we perpetuate what was started by many people over the years and have brought us to the critical mass that we are today. 1.8 billion, as you point out, is not a small enterprise. It's a large enterprise, but with that comes a lot of responsibility. And all of us recognize that, and it's every single day we've got to make sure that we fulfill our obligations as it relates to that.
Well, for our listeners who would like to find out more or keep up with what's going on with LCEF, how can they find out more?
Well, certainly there's a host of social media opportunities, and Facebook is certainly one. All you got to do is just do a search for Lutheran Church Extension Fund. But probably the simplest is to go back to that website, mm-hmm. and you know what it is. It's www.lcef.org, and that's where you're going to get a host of information, and or just call us up. And you'll sure. have contact information. There's something I can answer for somebody. I'd be delighted to do that. But just know that we're here to serve the LCMS, and in any way that we can, please let us know.
And go check out those things that we talked about today: the YI Young Investor Club and those programs. For anybody that whether it's a personal account, whether you're looking at opening a steward account, or if your congregation is looking at a building a project, or other opportunities that the rostered church worker loans, things like that. All that information is right there on the website.
It is. It's simple. And by just contacting us, you can get further clarity. And I think you'd find that the process is not onerous. And I think you'll enjoy working with us.
I have to say, when I use the Roster Church Worker Loan for purchasing a home. Those were the nicest people I've ever worked with. And when I closed on my home, I have to say the folks at that were a part of that closing process said, "These people at the Lutheran Church are really nice. We've never dealt with a lender so nice."
Lenders aren't known for that, I want you to know, but we are, and that's the way we want to remain, I want you to know.
Well, go check it out, www.lcef.org, or the phone number, 1-800-843-5233. Rich, it is always a pleasure to talk with you and find out what's going on with Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Thanks for being our guest on His Time this morning.
Thank you, Andy.
God's blessings to you and the folks you work with and serving the church there at Lutheran Church Extension Fund. We've got more His Time coming up in just a little bit. We're going to study the daily lectionary with Pastor Schluter right here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO.